What it means to be a woman to me is deeper than any probing ever reveals. Deeper than this emotional scar that never heals. Deeper than the division between penis and pussy feels. What it means to be a woman to me goes beyond my physical anatomy, past my mental complexity and through my manual dexterity. It's not gauged by how many meals I have cooked or beds I have made, not quantified by the quality of my emotions that can never be conveyed. It's quieter than that. Hidden behind my mind that is not valued, stolen away in my snatch that is not sacred, covered in these tears that seem trivial when spilled over the war I fight today after decades of women spilling blood to help make my life this way. What it means to be a woman to me can be seen in the variety of women and how they each define their femininity, not confined in a one-size-fits-all definition, but instead having the ambition to be who they want to be and then defining femininity. What it means to be a woman to me is more than feminine hygiene ads would lead us to believe. It's a taste, a smell, a texture, a touch, a body full of beating, burning breath, full of fire and a zest for life and love and learning. What it means to be a woman to me is being able to give life if I choose, and if not, not being afraid of what it is that I'll lose, because it's my choice to make, and not one that can be determined by the church or the state. What it means to be a woman to me can be seen in the peace and tranquility of a sunrise watched through tired eyes after a night of struggle, a passionate fight over something worth more than sleep, something that reaches into the deepest caverns of self-respect and love and demands to be fought for, to be thought of. So touch me where I bleed and see if I am woman enough to love. Look at me where I cry and tell me if I am what you call a woman, because this flawed but fabulous exterior, this bold and bitchy body, this passionate but patient person that you see is what it means to be a woman to me.